Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry today. I'm here with Celeste Headlee, of course. It's Movie Friday, coming up in just a few minutes, a discussion about three new movies out this weekend. Right now, here's a check on the leading stories at 47 minutes past the hour. The Labor Department has just released the November unemployment figures. The jobless rate dropped from 10.2 down to 10% last month, much more than economists predicted.
What does that mean? Joining us is Peter Morici. He's an economics professor at the University of Maryland. The jobless rate drops to 10% in November. Employers shed 11,000 jobs. That's the fewest since December of 2007. Peter, is this good news?
Well, it sure appears to be so. With the jobless rate coming down, we have to recognize, though, that a lot of people left the labor force as well. They got discouraged and quit. The number of marginally attached people, people that are not actively looking but would like to start looking if they thought things got better, went up again. So it's a mixed bag. But on balance, it's much better news than we expected and should have a positive effect on the markets today.
And any idea this was a larger drop than we expected, as you said? Any idea what caused this?
Well, it seems that there was a lot of growth in the service sector. I would bet, if we take a hard look, we're going to see a lot of part-time employees there. You know, folks, businesses are trying to avoid paying fringe benefits. But the good news in that context is the number of part-time workers who stated they wished to work full-time didn't change very much. So on balance, this was a very good report. It indicates we're likely to stop bleeding jobs by, say, January, February, as opposed to March or April. The recovery is moving along, not as strong as we'd like, but it's there.
Peter, what's the trajectory here? Now that the rate has risen, now dropped to 10.2%, are we confident that it now continues to drop, or could it be just a dip and it goes back up?
No. We had a big jump last month, and this is monthly data, and by its nature is erratic. 3% growth, which is what most economists are expecting in 2010, is simply not enough to bring the unemployment rate down unless we have another kind of bad news, and that is that productivity growth slows or people just quit looking for work. Those are both bad things. The economy normally has 2% productivity growth, 1% labor force growth. That means you have to beat 3% to really have a healthy job market.
But, you know, if this is all service sector things, as you posit that it may be tied to that, we also heard a lot of retailers saying that they were not going to be hiring a lot of extra help over the holidays. Is it possible they were not correct? Is it possible?
Oh, no, they're not hiring. Retail employment was down. It was in the business and professional services where we saw an up. In healthcare, education, places like that. Now, retailers aren't hiring. Retailers are learning how to sell the same number of goods as last year. Sales are hardly up. I mean, there really hasn't been a boost in retail sales with many fewer people. Part of that is, hey, Circuit City closed, so Best Buy does all the business. They didn't hire as many people on as Circuit City laid off.
But doesn't that argue that perhaps this some of this could be a permanent change for the better, that if these are not in the kind of holiday temporary areas, that maybe this will stick around?
Well, these are seasonally adjusted data to accommodate that. What I'm saying is that you can't create a trend. You can't draw a trend with monthly data based on 1 month's decline. It's not the time to pop the champagne. You have to remember that the weekly jobless claims, the new unemployment claims, remain above 450,000. A healthy economy is somewhere between 3 and 350. This number cannot be seen in isolation from other numbers. Now, I don't think that we can say that the unemployment rate's headed down just yet.
I'm hardly a Pollyanna, but we have seen the new unemployment claims drop for 5 weeks in a row.
I know, but 450,000, and that's what we expect. We expect the job losses to slow and then to go away. The question is, will the unemployment rate go down? You have to remember, the economy adds about, 1.4 million people a year, because there's about 140 million people employed. You have to add that many jobs just to stay even.
A dash of realism and a look at the numbers from Peter Morici. He's an economics professor at the University of Maryland. Again, responding to the news from the Labor Department that the November unemployment figures, the jobless rate, dropped to 10% last month. That is far more than economists had predicted.